Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
All the way from Sackville, New Brunswick, that was Shotgun Jimmy with King of Kreuzberg off the 2011 release called Transistor Sister, one of the great Canadian albums that was released in the past year. And if you're not familiar, that just came out on You've Changed Records. And what are you listening to? You're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I am your host, P-Bone. Going to be on air until 1 a.m. tonight playing my top selections of 2011 albums. I haven't been on air a couple weeks because over the holiday break, and I was away from town, and I tried to make it here last week, but due to circumstances under my out of my control, I wasn't able to make it. So I'm doing my best of show this week, finally. It's pretty late, but either way, I decided to still do it. If you want to hear anything, give me a call at 604-822-8648. And, is that the right? Anyways, you could also check out citr.ca. And the show has a personal website, actually, but it hasn't been updated in a while. It should be updated next week, though, or maybe tomorrow. Anyways, it's canadapostrock.ca. So I got a lot of stuff to cover in this past show, in the next hour, but I don't think I'm going to be able to fit in all that I liked in 2011. So anyways, I'm just going to keep going with some of my favorites. The new Bill Callahan album called Apocalypse, that was definitely worth picking up. You're going to hear a track off of it called America. And then after that, you're going to hear something from Mark McGuire. Mark McGuire is the guitarist from Emerald. He puts out a ton of ambient material. His new album called Get Lost was definitely in my top 10. So stay tuned. I got lots of good music coming up for you in the next hour. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Bill Callahan.
America. America, 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 you are so grand and golden. Oh, I wish I was deep in America tonight. America, America, I watched David Letterman in Australia. Oh, America, you are so grand and golden. I wish I was on the next flight to America. Captain Christofferson, Buck Sergeant Newberry, Leatherneck Jones, Sergeant Cash. What an army, what an air force, what a Marines, America. Never served my country. America. America. Afghanistan, Vietnam, Iran, Native America, America. Well, everyone's allowed a past. They don't care to mention America, America. Rouse a hog in Delta, and it can get intense around the Bible Belt. America. Lucky supple teeth on this tall pig knuckle meat. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea. Ain't enough tea, ain't enough tea, ain't enough to eat. We'll be right back.
Saturday, January 21st, Beatroot Magazine and Scratch Records are proud to present Mean Jeans, all the way from Portland, playing at the Interurban Gallery, with doors at 8 and the show starting at 9 p.m. Advance tickets are available at Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, and Scratch Records. Accompanying Mean Jeans will be Wars, Pangea, Hole in My Head, and the debut show for Meat Pills. You won't want to miss Mean Jeans, Saturday, January 21st at the Interurban Gallery. Mean Jeans at the Interurban is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Check out the website, canadapostrock.ca. And if you didn't catch me at the top of the hour, I'm actually going over some of my top albums of 2011. And what you just heard was something from Mark McGuire, the ambient music guitarist from Ohio, and he's also part of the trio known as Emeralds. And Emeralds did a pretty big tour with Caribou, and they played here about over a year ago, I think November 2010, around there. The name of the album is called Get Lost, and it came out on Editions Mego Records. Very nice ambient study type music. If you're looking for anything like that, definitely check out some other stuff from that label. They put out some great ambient and other similar type music. Before that, you heard Bill Callahan with a track called America off the Apocalypse album. And so we're going to keep on with some more stuff. And if you've tuned into the show before, you've probably heard me play Austro quite a bit, and that was definitely in my top 10. So we're going to hear something from them, from her, I should say, the track called The Choke. And then after that, something from Zola Jesus, a very similar sounding artist and kind of influenced in some ways by Zola Jesus, Austra is. She also put an album called Conatus, and she played here sometime in October, actually. She played at the Biltmore. You can hear a track called The Skin from Zola Jesus, and then we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Choke by Austra.
The door. I'm
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from The Lord Jesus, a track called Skin, taken off the Conatus album. And prior to that, you heard something from Ostra, and you heard a track off her album called Feel It Break, and the track was called The Choke. And let me see. If you didn't catch the top of the hour, I'm definitely going over my top 10 albums that came out in 2011. And since I wasn't able to do a show in late to mid-December, I decided to do it now anyways. So I'm just going to keep on with some more stuff. And I did play Grouper earlier this year, but I never did get a chance to play her release because I didn't get to pick it up until a couple weeks ago. It's called AIA, and what it is, it's a series of two vinyl 12-inches, two EPs, and one of them is called Alien Observer, and you're going to hear a track off of that one. And this is a song that has a music video for it, so if you just Google Grouper Alien Observer, you can find a really, really cool video. And then after that, you can hear something from someone on a similar along the lines. It's very ambient, and it's female vocals. And it's an artist from New Zealand called Birds of Passage, and you can hear a track off her her album that came out in 2011 that was on my top 10 albums. So I guess we'll see what we get to after this, but for now, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Grouper. Thank you.
Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from New Zealand. That was an artist named Birds of Passage. They put out an album called Winter Lady, and you heard the track called Disaster of Dreams. And she also put out an EP that she did a collaboration album with a guy named Iden Baker. He's also known as Naja and is based out of Toronto. They put out a collaboration album called Highwaymen in Midnight Masks. That's definitely worth picking up. Check out birdsofpassage.bandcamp.com and you could buy that for very, very cheap. And she was on my top 10 list. Prior to that, you heard something from, you heard a track taken from an album, double EP put out by Grouper. You heard a track called Alien Observer. And if you're not familiar, Grouper is based out of Portland, and they put out an album in 2008 called Dragon the Dead Deer Up a Hill, and that was pretty much on everyone's 2008 list. These two albums are not so similar to that album. They're a lot more like the original Grouper sound, a lot more ambient, not so much vocal-based. But that track that you heard is very similar to the Dragon the Dead Deer album. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. Got about, 20 or so minutes left on the program. So you're going to hear something from the Azita album that was on my top 10 list. And if you're not familiar, Azita is one of the artists on Drag City Records. She was also associated with Tortoise. She's dated one of the drummers or something from Tortoise for a while. And she was also in a kind of a no-wavy act called The Scissor Girls. But the past couple of years, she's put out a lot of solo stuff, and it tends to be really piano-based, but kind of jazzy sounding with a little bit of R&B sound. This album was a lot more very, very depressing, very dark, and not so much like the other albums, but it's definitely worth picking up. It's called Disturbing the Air, so you can hear a track called I Was Indebted, and then after that, we'll see what we get to. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Azita with the track called I Was Indebted.
Walked out in pictures.
Visit the UBC Bookstore's new website at bookstore.ubc.ca. Get your course materials online, rental, used, and new. Rental saves you 55%. You can win a term's worth of rentals on the website and order stationery, clothes, and more while you're at it. bookstore.ubc.ca.
And from Drag City, that was an album from Azita. That was a track called Indebted, off her new Disturbing the Air album that just came out a couple months ago on Drag City Records. And she is a Chicago-based singer. You are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're winding down to my 2011 list, at least what I could fit on this show. And we're going to hear something from an Eastern Canadian artist that kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't really hear about it until I checked out the CITR playlist. And it's a group called Yamantaka Sonic Titan. And I do believe they're based out of Montreal and Toronto. I think they're kind of in between the two cities, depending on what members you're talking about. They have a self-titled release that kind of caught me off guard. It was super, super good every time I checked it out. You can check out some more info at ytstlabs.com. And you can hear a track called Reverse Crystal. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Yamantaka Sonic Titan.
Thank you.
And we're back at listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that concludes the rest of my top albums of 2011. Stay tuned next week. I'll be here. We're back with more great regular programming. And don't forget to check out the website, canadapostrock.ca, for podcasts and playlists, and it should hopefully be updated in the next couple days or so. The podcast feed is still updating all the time. So anyways, I'm going to leave you with a track from a release from a band that I discovered in 2011, and they're called Locrian. They're based out of Chicago, and Locrian makes a very ambient doom, very similar to Sun, and they put out an album called The Clearing. You can hear a track called Augury in an Evaporating Tower. And then stay tuned to CITR for more great programming. Keep it locked on the 101.9 FM. So I'll be here next week with some more great music. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Locrian.